Turning now to some news from the world of sports. He fell 4 strikeouts short of the history books, but Boston Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale was all smiles after his team picked him up with a 7-run seventh inning and a 9-4 win over the Texas Rangers last night at Fenway Park. Sale had a chance to become the first pitcher to record at least 10 strikeouts in 9 consecutive starts, but he struck out 6 and so remains tied with a former Red Sox pitcher, some guy named Pedro Martinez, for the record of double-digit Ks in straight games. The record now holds still at 8. Those two have that record shared, but Sale did get the win and is now 5-2 on the season, and if not for that explosive seventh inning, he may have suffered a loss. The Red Sox trailed 3-1 entering the bottom of the frame, but chipped away with singles by Andrew Benintendi and Sam Travis, who recorded his first 2 major league hits on the night, both of them singles in his first big league start. Those 2 hits chased starter Martin Perez, who pitched very well. Reliever Sam Dyson, though, did not provide much in the way of relief at all. He gave up 4 hits, 3 walks, and a wild pitch that broke a 3-3 tie. Dustin Pedroia drove in 2 more, and the rout was on for the Red Sox. They've now won 3 in a row and are slowly gaining ground in the standings, now just a game behind second-place Baltimore as the Orioles lost to the Minnesota Twins yesterday. The news for Red Sox fans, though, not quite as good out of Pawtucket yesterday, where David Price made his second rehab start for the AAA club in his efforts to come back from elbow soreness that put him on the DL to start the season. Price gave up 6 hits and 6 runs, although only 3 of those runs were earned. His defense made errors behind him. He threw 89 pitches and struck out 4 over 3 2/3 innings. He left without addressing the media. The Red Sox really need Price to return to the rotation and be a solid number 2 or 3 starter behind Chris Sale and Rick Porcello. No word yet, though, on when his first start for Boston will occur. The New York Yankees still have a hold on first place in the AL East after shutting out the Kansas City Royals 3-0 in the Bronx last night behind 8 innings of 4-hit ball by Luis Severino. The game started with a remarkable catch by center fielder Jacoby Ellsbury, who tracked a deep shot to the warning track, snagging the ball just as he crashed into the padded wall, his head and neck bearing the brunt of the collision. Ellsbury held on to the ball but was bent over in pain and was removed from the game. Doctors later said he suffered a concussion, and that will put him on the disabled list for some time. Didi Gregorius homered in the 3rd inning for the Yankees. That was all the run support that Severino would need, throwing a career-high 114 pitches and picking up his 3rd win of the year. Now, 2 teams having difficult seasons met at Citi Field in Queens last night, and both the New York Mets and San Diego Padres revealed in different ways why they're both scuffling. But in the end, it was the Mets leaving their fans groaning in disappointment when they failed to score in the 9th inning with no outs and the bases loaded, trailing by a run at the time. They were trailing because Hunter Renfroe of the Padres broke a 5-5 tie in the 8th with a monstrous upper deck home run to give San Diego a 6-5 lead. The Mets had that golden opportunity to win or at least tie the game in the bottom of the 9th when they put ducks on every pond, only to leave them all stranded when lefty Brad Hand struck out Curtis Granderson and then Rene Rivera with a killer slow curveball that fooled both batters. Then he got Juan Lagares to fly out to right to end the threat. Speaking of tough seasons, the Toronto Blue Jays have been beset by injuries and lots of losses to begin the year, but they are showing signs of getting back to the team many thought they'd be when the season started. They're now winners of 3 in a row after an 8-4 victory over the Brewers in Milwaukee last night. Ryan Goins hit a grand slam in the 6th inning, and the Jays hit 3 more homers in that win. The Jays are also looking forward to the imminent return of shortstop Troy Tulowitzki, which should provide another boost for them. Tonight in Boston, the Boston Celtics will try to hold off what seems like an inevitability, a 3rd straight NBA Finals featuring the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Warriors are already waiting in the wings to see if LeBron James and the Cavs will be back to try and defend their title from last year. And if Cleveland wins tonight against Boston, they will punch that ticket. The Celtics have been fighting valiantly, the only team in the East to defeat the Cavs in the playoffs so far, albeit just 1 game. The Celtics are also trying to play underdogs without their best player, Isaiah Thomas, who is out the rest of the season with a hip injury. And if that game doesn't sound dramatic enough for you, check out the NHL Eastern Conference Finals, which comes down to a winner-take-all Game 7 in Pittsburgh tonight as the Penguins face off against the Ottawa Senators. The Penguins are trying to make it back-to-back appearances in the Stanley Cup Finals. They did win the Cup last year. The Senators are hoping to get there and become the first Canadian team to win a Stanley Cup since the Montreal Canadiens did it in 1993. Should be a good one from Pittsburgh tonight.